Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is The Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
All the single ladies, 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 all the single ladies. Now put your hands up, up in the club.
Well, there it is, the single ladies anthem. Thank you so much, Beyonce. If you're still single after your hot girl summer, it may be time for you to slide into the situationship of cuffing season. Is it for you? Will it be temporary, or will it help you find the love of your life? Well, we have a great relationship conversation for you tonight. My guests are licensed psychotherapist Bashay Williams and Lachelle Wooten. She's a life coach, social emotional wellness expert, and she is among the single ladies. Well, lines are open if you want to talk about cuffing season. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Bashay, good to talk to you.
You too.
Always good to have you on the program. And Lachelle, what have you got?
Hello.
What have you gotten yourself into?
We're about to find out, aren't we?
We most certainly are. Or maybe it's because you haven't gotten yourself into something is why you're on the program. So, yeah, maybe that's it. So, Bashay, let me first, let's talk about cuffing season. Give me a working definition for that. And I would imagine it certainly not to be confused with handcuffs.
Right. So, but that's where they got it from, right? Cuffing means like linking up with someone. And I think what happens is, so biologically, physiologically, there are things that happen during colder months. We are physically looking for warmth. So we tend to come together. There's the holidays. There's a whole bunch of different things. So what people do is, like you said, after people have their hot girl summer or hot boy summer, we tend to want to get close to other people. So during a period of time of fall going into Valentine's Day, people connect, and people connect for different reasons. Some genuinely want to have a relationship, and some people are looking for seasonal relationships. There are some psychological things that happen, some about seasonal affect disorder, all those different things happen during this time. So people don't want to be alone, so they tend to look like pack animals, right? And so that's the thought process of what's going on behind the scenes during the winter months.
You mentioned, you know, the hot girl summer and hot boy summer. How is that different from cuffing season?
People want to be, if we look at the physical space, right? It's hot during the summer. So people don't want to be all up under each other sometimes, right? And people want to be out and exploring and traveling and going to parties and just being single, hanging with their friends. There's a lot of different activities that happen during the summer. And not necessarily, some people just don't want to be with other people permanently, right? They don't want to commit during the summer months because they just want that freedom. It's just like getting out of school. You think about it's summer school. You've been in school all year in the summer break, and now I get to explore the world. And not everybody wants to do that with another person where they have to commit to all the time.
Lachelle, how would you describe your summer? Was it a hot girl summer, or was it kind of room temperature?
My summer was amazing.
You don't have to mention any names, certainly.
My summer was hot and lukewarm when I wanted it to be. My feeling in my experience is that being a hot girl, for what the term means, really, I find that women are doing that all through the year when they feel like it. And I'm also finding that cuffing is not as popular with women, especially millennials, as it once was, because I'm noticing that women and men are actually being a lot more honest about what they're looking for. So if they want a situationship, they'll kind of make it clean to it and just say, hey, it's cold, or I need someone right now, or, you know, you mind if we hook up? And so I feel like the summer could be as hot as you want it to be, but that can also last into the other seasons as well.
Okay, but... Okay, you had a great summer. It was very, you know, based on what you've shared with us, it was rewarding, you know, great experiences. But how do you feel about cuffing season? Are you looking for cuffing?
Someone to cuff?
Yeah.
No, I'm not actually, right? I will say, as a single woman, right, I'm divorced, I have grown children. As a single woman, I'm really clear about what I'm interested in terms of a situationship and also in terms of a relationship. So I don't really find myself influenced by sort of the cold weather months and wanting to find someone temporarily to snuggle up with. If there's anything temporary that I want to do, I'll just say, I just want this to be temporary, right? Because the thing about the cuffing, which I think is so interesting how we use this term in our culture, is it's talking about, like Bashe said, it's talking about cuffing yourself to somebody who you ultimately will unlink yourself to a few months down the road, right? And so there's all of these behaviors of when you're attached to someone that come into play, the expectation of the level of commitment and things of those natures that I don't imagine makes a lot of sense to just throw all of that away a few months after you've agreed to really cuff yourself to somebody.
Yeah, I understand that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about cuffing season. Are you trying to cuff yourself to someone now that the hot girl, hot boy summer is over? Is it something you're interested in? Is it something that you are already into? Is it healthy? I'd like to hear from you, ladies and guys, as well. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Lachelle just mentioned about the, you know, by its very definition, that it could very well, you know, end when the weather starts to warm up. But from your perspective, how long does cuffing season last?
So it's interesting because there's different perspectives on it. So some people think it's time to settle down, right? Some people think it's time to find a relationship. They've had their fun all summer. Not everybody is as honest as Lachelle. We wish everybody was, but not everybody is. And so they say they want to start a relationship, start to build a relationship. They have their whole, the tryouts. They have all those different things, those different memes that are coming out. And people are really getting into relationships, and they're staying in relationships. So if you can survive that winter month and then you go into the summer, you guys are still connecting and clicking on all cylinders. There's an opportunity for you to have a relationship, but you have to be open with communication. Of course, you got to be discerning because some people want more than the other person. There's even this thing called winter coding.
Winter coding. What is that?
Winter coding.
C-O-D-I-N-G or C-O-A-T?
Like a coat. Yes. Yeah, like a coat.
Ooh.
And what that is essentially when your old fling reaches back to you as an ex and decides, let's hook up for the season because it's comfortable. You're familiar. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go through different things. Let's just... But again, that's the whole thing. Some people do that, and some people stay connected. Some people do that, and the honest is like, this is what it is for this particular time. I don't want to start all over. I don't want to find anyone new. I already know you. We know what it is. Mm-hmm. And some people are dishonest with that. Some people say, yeah, this is an opportunity for us to rebuild and restart the relationship. We've had our break. But if we're not honest, then someone gets hurt.
Right.
But, you know, that winter coating... as you were, you know, just talking about, first of all, I was thinking, I don't know, like a bear hibernating. I wasn't quite sure what you were talking about. But, Lachelle, you know what they say, an ex is an ex for a reason. So why would you, Why would you re-up with the ex for winter coating?
Well, if the season is cold and long and you don't want to be alone and your hot boy or your hot girl summer was fun, but now you've gone from a few months of a lot of fun to down to nothing in terms of connecting with someone, having someone around, someone you could be intimate with, someone you could be physical with, bringing back, right, recycling back someone that you already know the ins and outs of them, you already know what worked and what didn't, and clearly the intimacy must have worked, which is the reason you're inviting them back, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Fache said, it's like, it's simple, it's easy, and we don't have to do all of the preliminary stuff that you typically do when you're getting to know somebody. You know, it is a season. We don't have all day.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just get to it.
Yeah. It seems like it would be easier just to pay your heating bill. let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about cuffing season. Summer is over. The weather is changing. It's getting colder. Are you cuffing for this season? George, calling from Upper Marlboro. What's the deal with cuffing, George? Is that for you or not?
Hey, what's up? No, I've never felt the need to... I never felt the desire to be cuffed. That just sounds too archaic for me. just, you know, and I have a strong history with us with being cuffed. So I'd rather not be cuffed. In fact, like the guest said, a situationship. You know, I'm honest and upfront about what I want, and I'm much older. So, and sometimes you have to get to know how to navigate through that honesty, through that terrain, because sometimes you can be honest and some people aren't receptive to your clarity and you want to try to shame and blame me, and I have something for that too, but this is very respectful, but you know, I just never felt that desire to be hemmed up. I just never did.
I
had no brothers and sisters. Maybe that helped too.
Yeah, maybe, but, so. Now, wait, you said that you're older. What's older?
I'm 62.
You're 62. Okay. All right, George.
And I have no children.
Oh, well, see. Well, there you go. But you have the option. Okay, George. I hear you. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Relationship conversation tonight, talking about cuffing season. Is it for you or not? Lisa, calling from the D.C. Metro. Lisa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I don't feel that the cuffing season is for me. I don't like to be recycled. I guess I'm kind of old-fashioned. I'm
like a
girl from South Carolina. And I don't believe in jumping in and out of bed. I don't care if the person is an old boyfriend or someone that's temporary or for a season. I don't believe in that. I believe in long-term.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather have that person that I'm with long-term for each season.
Do you have a special person, Lisa?
Currently, I don't, because, you know, dating is really, really hard. I'm 53. I do consider myself to be very attractive, but it's really hard, and I'm not really about the casual sex, to be quite honest. Mm. I'm just not for that.
So what are you going to do during the cold weather months? Just pay your heat bill?
I'm going to cuff up to my blanket until I find the right person.
Oh, there you go, Lisa. Thank you so much. So, okay. Well, here's the thing, Bishay. We've had Lisa, she's 52. We had George, he's 62. Is this a generational thing?
No, I think what's happening today, everything, we have a label for everything. Everybody wants to find the definition or the reasoning for what's happening during a particular time period or whatever that is. And so we decided to call it cuffing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we talk about, I just want to get into a relationship. We don't have to use the word cuffing. But during this time, we're looking for somebody to be with us during the holidays, right? Mm-hmm. We show up to Thanksgiving, we show up to Christmas. That's why some people go with what's familiar and bring that ex and say, oh, you're back this year, so what's happening? But you have to deal with that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But also what they're explaining and what they're talking about, there's a lot of access, right? It's nothing like we've had before. You can go online and find an answer. everybody has podcasts that has different answers to what's going on in your life, what's going on in dating, right? So everybody's a therapist online. And the dating fatigue with the swiping, the DMing, the ghosting, all those different things that are happening, everybody's tired of things not working out. Everybody, yeah. A lot of people have low patience, right? So something happens and, you know, I don't have to deal with that. I can go to the next person.
Yeah.
When sometimes it just needs to be a conversation to let another person know you're not okay with this. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this behavior? But we don't really have the patience and we don't really slow down to really have those necessary conversations. Yeah, sometimes we take too long to have the conversation.
Well, this is October. Halloween's coming up. There probably will be more ghosting this month than the rest of the year.
Than usual.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Well, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is our relationship conversation tonight. We're talking about cuffing. The hot boy, hot girl summer is over. Weather is getting colder. You are perhaps transitioning when it comes to how you're looking at your relationship, this situationship, this temporary thing. Could it possibly turn into something that is not temporary, more permanent? I want to know what you have to say about that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tiffany from D.C., we're going to talk to you. Please don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Also, Rick from Chicago. Boy, I tell you, the temperature in Chicago is probably already low, so they may be passing out handcuffs on the...
They're probably already a month into cuffing.
Right. They could already. We'll have to find out what Rick has to say about that on the Magnificent Mile. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to your phone calls because I really want to hear what you have to say about this. Again, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to take a break, but don't forget you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. That'll be on our website after 8:30 tonight. You can also download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. This discussion continues on SiriusXM in just a few seconds. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our relationship conversation tonight as we discuss cuffing season. What is it? Is it for you? My guests are licensed psychotherapist Bashe Williams and Lachelle Wooten, life coach, social and emotional wellness expert, and president of the Single Ladies Fan Club for today. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you want to talk about cuffing, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tiffany, calling from D.C., as promised, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi.
I think the whole cuffing thing, just the word itself, is a generational thing because we never called it that. It was just hooking up.
Mm.
And I think, honestly, you never really let that person go, or you guys never really let each other go. So basically, I feel like you're technically in an open relationship, but seeing other people, you guys just have your own type of relationship. I'm in a relationship, but if I wasn't, I would be in one, an open relationship, which we all have our own terms, meaning, okay, so we may have 6 months on and 6 months off. I feel like that'll be a better way of communicating instead of calling it custody. Because it sounds very hard. Like, okay, I'm only using you momentarily, but... Mm-hmm. Mm. At least, you know, you're coming back to me if we're in an open relationship. We may not be in a real relationship, but it's an open relationship where we can keep it real with each other.
So wait a minute. So Tiffany, let me ask you, where are you on the cuffing spectrum?
No good. I'm on a zero.
No, so no cuffing for you right now or at all?
No cuffing for me right now. I'm in a relationship, but I can't say cuffing because it's a great distance.
It's a what?
It's a great distance.
This is a long distance relationship?
Just for a moment. Which would make me tap back into the open relationship and what you guys are talking about, cuffing. But I am going to be a good girl.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to watch that tapping. Tiffany, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. So, Bashe, aside from the fact that Tiffany was producing yet another entire show, we could be talking about something completely different. Is cuffing healthy?
It's really, to be honest, it's really up to you. If you have the great communication, like Michelle was speaking about, if you set the boundaries and the standards of what it is for you, it can definitely be a good thing, a great thing, and it can definitely be a healthy thing, right? It can lead. And I think about even me and my wife. We got into a serious relationship in December. And so that's when we got exclusive, right? We started dating in the end of September. And so we went into those months as dating, and then we got exclusive, and then we got married the next August. So it's really up to how you two decide how you're going to move forward in that relationship. Having those serious and unnecessary conversations of what you need for a relationship to work.
Well, not to get into your business, but, well, yeah, I'm going to get in your business.
That's fine.
Yeah, but when you all started dating in September, was that a rekindled relationship, or was this something brand new?
It was something brand new. We had never dated a day in our lives.
In fact, we
moved from professional to a personal relationship started to date, you know?
You're the expert, certainly, but I wouldn't put that in the category of cuffing. It wasn't like she called you back after you broke up. This was something brand new, and then it really sparked in December, as you said. And then 8 months after that, it was down the aisle.
But here's the thing. Cuffing isn't limited to a rekindling. Cuffing is just, in that particular season, whoever makes themselves available because of the winter months, because of the cold months, people, whether single, just meeting, you know what? There's people who post online, it's time for me to get a boyfriend, it's time for me to get a girlfriend, it's about to get cold, I need somebody to shuffle the driveway. You know, I don't want to watch football. I want to go to the Christmas party alone. I need all these different things. It's not necessarily tied to an old relationship. That's when you get into that winter coding stuff.
Yeah.
But just for a general connection, that's what cuffing, that's what they're describing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would even say, to me, when you think about cuffing, someone in the situation has an intention of utilizing your company until a certain point when they are going to relinquish the connection, right? It doesn't sound at all like what Bashe did. They started dating, then they got serious. They just had a relationship that happened to start in cuffing season, right? But when one person is being sort of covert about their intentions and not being clear with the other person, or both are doing that to each other, I think that really falls more in the cuffing season category. Versus, you know, meeting someone, dating them genuinely, hoping to see where things go.
Yeah.
Versus knowing from the onset, I'm going to dump you right after Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Well, I must say that, Bashe, for your sake, I'm glad you all started dating in September instead of May. It could have been a different outcome.
Well, here's the thing. You know what happens, though? A lot of people break up before Valentine's Day because they don't want to give those gifts.
I love Valentine's Day.
There's a level of expectation on Valentine's Day that we need to spend your day together. So many different things happen during that time.
Yeah, I love Valentine's Day. So, it's always been a thing for me. I'm weird like that. But let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Rick, calling from Chicago. Thanks for hanging on, Rick. Your thoughts about cuffing season? It's cold up there already, isn't it?
No, it's about 61, actually.
Well, 61. Okay. Yeah, so what are your thoughts about it?
My thoughts come from a different perspective. I wouldn't be interested in cuffing because as a Christian believer, I believe in finding a wife. Scripture says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing,
mm-hmm.
a paying favor from the Lord. I would not be out there, you know, trying to get somebody or get involved with somebody just for a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be looking for, if I were in that situation, I would be looking for a commitment, someone to be committed, someone to, you know, to look forward to spending the rest of my life with. And, you know, it just wouldn't fit me because, you know, as a Christian believer, you know, we have to live it, not just talk it and just say that we are. We have to show it.
Right.
And in doing so, it takes sacrifice. Mm. And, you know, you have to abstain from a lot of things. And, you know, it's not easy, especially when you, you know, if you're a single person, and because I've been single before, if you're a single person and you're trying to hold on and you have all these enticing
options,
opportunities and yes. options, you know, it's just tough. So I would rather not put myself in that predicament. Just for a season.
Well, let me ask you, Rick. Are you single now?
No.
You're not. Okay. No. So how long are you married, or what's the situation with you?
20 years.
Married 20 years. Yeah, cuffing.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, cuffing really wouldn't work for you. I don't.
I mean, even as a single person, I'm saying even if I was single, it wouldn't work for me because, you know, I'm still a believer and I'm still gonna stick to what I believe in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not perfect, but we have to try to hold on to what we can.
Right.
Especially
yeah.
in these days and times.
Well, and I will say, you know, also, I mean, you know, Rick, before I let you go, I mean, you said you've been married for, you know, for 20 years. It's rough out here in these single Chicago streets. So you need to keep what you have. It isn't the way that it used to be 20 years ago. But thank you so much for giving us a call. So, Lachelle, what about that? I mean,
mind was like racing.
Yeah, I know you have a lot. I could feel it.
I totally hear what Rick is saying. But what it made me think about is the reality of single people and how long people who want quality relationships, how long some of those people have been single.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this human need for connection and contact that single people often can go without for years, trying to follow what they believe and the way that they feel in their minds they want their dating experiences to go.
Right.
And so time wears you down and, you know, you get to a place where you're like, well, I just want someone to go to the movies with, or
right.
someone to come with me to my cousin's wedding, or you know what I mean? Or someone to have sex with, or someone and waiting for the kind of relationship that Rick was able to solidify 20 years ago can wear a human down, and I think would lend people who have similar beliefs and feelings that Rick does to say, you know, I have to do something so that I'm at least engaging in some of the activities and company that I desire while I still sort of hold steady for what it is I want to be committed to long term.
But if you, in Rick's case,
mm-hmm.
yeah, married guy, lots of energy, obviously happily mm-hmm. married. I would venture to say,
mm-hmm.
and he has his faith foundation would prevent him from cuffing if he were single. But mm-hmm. as you know, Lachelle, there are some people out here whose motivations, their relationship motivations may not be the same as Rick's, and they still don't have right. anybody.
100%. Right.
You know, his is voluntary.
Listen, in these single streets, your motivations and intentions don't carry a lot of weight in getting you to where you're trying to go, right? Because a relationship is a two-party, at minimum, experience. And mm-hmm. you really have to, you know what you want, but you also, you know, I as a single woman often say to myself, well, I know what I want, and it hasn't manifested itself to this point, does that mean I want to choose to sit on the sidelines? Because going out, dating, taking someone with me to an event, going away with someone for a weekend that I feel is at least worth my time, even if we don't have the kind of connection that might lock us into a permanent relationship, I think if you want to get hit by a truck, you got to play in traffic.
Oh wow. I like that. But you know, and look, I've seen your photograph. You're a very attractive woman. Great photograph. We're gonna post that photograph of her on our website after 8:30. You don't mumble when you talk. You're obviously educated and interesting and so is the traffic just bad?
The traffic's just bad. No, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I think going back to what Bashay said earlier, there are so many ways. You know, when I was younger than I am, there were a handful of ways to meet people. Now there's a million ways to meet people. Mm-hmm. There were a handful of options of what you did with your time in your day. Now there's a million, right? You could have a job, have kids you're raising. You could run a business. You could be a part of a community that you are a leader in. And so what happens, I think, is that traffic isn't bad, but I think we have so many distractions related to knowing what we actually want that even if we ran into it, sometimes we pass it by because we don't have the clarity of mind about what we really want because we're looking at so many options, most of which are not for us.
Well, so Bashay, Lachelle just made an interesting point. I was struck by something she just said. Well, years ago, as she said, when she was younger, that there were only a handful of ways to meet people. And now there are all kinds of ways to meet people, but the complaints are still the same.
Right. Again, the patience isn't there. The conversations aren't there. And even when you ask the person in front of you, you might get an answer when you go, a different answer when you go online, right? Mm. And you have your friend groups, you have so much information that's being downloaded and your expectations aren't tied to the conversation. Your expectations, we talk about these plans that we have, right? And I think Tyson said, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth, right? So I have this plan. This is what I want to do in relationships. And this is what I need. This is how I'm going to show up. But you're dealing with a whole nother person. If two people at 50 or 40 meet at the same time, you're dealing with 80 years of experience, mm-hmm. right? They have 40, they have 40. So now you're expecting someone to be exactly what you need, how you need it, when you need it, in every aspect. And it's really not fair, not only to the person, but also to the relationship that you're building. And it's not fair to you either. So you talk about that access, right? Again, if I have an argument with my wife, right, I might see a couple who's posing, or a couple who's writing a post, and they're saying, oh, this is what we did and when blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I'm like, there's the answer. I wish I had that.
Mm-hmm.
But they might be just posing. They might be just doing a photo shoot or whatever that is, and I'm looking for them to answer the problem I'm having with my wife, which is totally unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Absolutely. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about cuffing season. Is it for you? So one of the things that happens, maybe this is that flag that is often waved at the cuffing track. that starts the season is that your phone starts to ring. Those exes that we were talking about. Any calls for you, Lachelle?
All the time.
And so how do you?
They don't just come at cuffing season. I get more calls in the summer times than I do in cuffing season. All the time. And I already know. Well, if you're calling me, you have my number, right? So I already know who's calling me. And if they're calling me in relationship to their cuffing season needs, I already know that person. I know that person's intention. And I know my own, right? So I have the option to to choose to pick up the call and respond to the flag that's waving, or pick up the call and say, hey, it's good to hear from you, but I'm not going to respond to that flag. Because I'm not typically a person who cycles someone back. I don't cycle people back, because I would have hung on to you if there was something there that both of us mutually could hang on to. But the calls do happen, but they don't, you know, they're not seasonal to cuffing season in general. I'm very interested, because I'm not sure if it's more women or men who do the calling and the planning for their cuffing season. It's not really clear to me.
Well,
you know, I get calls, but I'm a woman. I mean, I'm sure men get calls too.
Yeah, no comment. But I would, you know, I would say that when I first heard about this cuffing season, you know, phenomena years ago, this was something that women were talking about. They were talking about it on social media, just like the hot girl summer thing. You don't hear guys talk about hot boy summer. You don't hear a lot of guys talking about cuffing season or giving it a name, which is not to suggest that they don't have hot boy summers or they don't do the cuffing. And, you know, certainly, you know, Bishay, you can tell me what you think about this, but, you know, I think traditionally men are not the ones who are having broad and in-depth public conversations about relationships, unlike women.
You're absolutely right. Even when I was doing different things on social media, women would comment on a post asking questions or giving comments, and men would send me DMs. And that was the difference. Again, we don't want to be public because maybe they have the embarrassment or the shame of just asking a question or receiving the advice or whatever that is. But there's also people who are, again, juggling different relationships, right? So if I post online and someone sees that I like something and they comment and another person comments, and I might get caught up. But just think about it. As you said, we're not as public with those things because we don't always have the answer, right? And we don't always want to look wrong. So that's a level of vulnerability to post what you feel about when it comes to relationships. I think a lot of stuff is happening now. A lot of men are posting in these podcasts and different things like that. You know, some experts and some people are calling themselves experts and people are just using recycling information. But to be honest with you, we all want some type of companionship, but we all don't know what healthy companionship looks like. And so we're all searching for that. But once we get it, and then we don't know what to do once we get it because we haven't dealt with ourselves. So there's so many different layers when it comes to what that looks like.
And probably, as you were just saying, that guys may be DMing instead of publicly posting because they may have lost the key to the handcuffs that they are they have, and they're cuffed to somebody, you know. So, you know, that could be,
right.
You know, that certainly could be, you know, one of the issues. So what are your girlfriends saying, you know, Lachelle, about the, you know, kind of the state of, you know, the grown woman, you know, and whether it is, you know, cuffing, situationships, temporary seasonal relationships, or, you know, are they just kind of out there doing whatever until they find whatever or whomever? Mm-hmm. Or
it's really a big mix. You know, many of the single women I know who are my girlfriends, but also women who I see in my practice, they've been single for so long. It's such a wide variety of what an individual is comfortable with in terms of their relationship status. Being single and wanting a relationship. One of the things that I often share in my personal and professional circles around this is you only learn yourself better in the company of others.
What do you mean, right? By that?
If you're sitting at home alone, desiring many things, but waiting for them to show up in a particular way, in a particular package, and have, you know, you're hoping to just meet someone who's got everything the way you need it, you're sitting at home sort of cycling with yourself. But if you allow yourself to venture out, to go on some dates, whether it's a cuffing situation or not, right, at least when you're interacting with someone who could be of interest to you and you're talking or you see how they treat you or they see you see if you know how gentlemanly they are, you get to figure out
in or not
experience, right, or not, you get to figure out in that experience more about what you need and desire, right? It helps you get clearer. So my recommendation is always don't sit on the sidelines in the house waiting for something. Like, at least get out there. Be social. Try to go on some dates. If you want to cuff, go cuff. But you need the exchange and the interaction and experience of another human being to continue to define what it is that you need and what you're looking for.
So that brings me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I want your specific, you know, thought about this. If you just said that there are women in your social and professional circle, they have been single for so long, why do you believe that is the case, and what impact do you believe that women or people, but specifically women, what impact do you think that being single for a really, really long time will have on how they view connecting, cuffing or otherwise?
It's a challenging impact because some women almost give up on it completely, which isn't healthy, right? We're humans and we need connection. Some women get hardened to it and they feel like it'll never happen. Nothing good is out there for me. And then some women will try multiple things to try to stay hopeful and stay available in the game. But I think part of the reason, because you started your question by saying why, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? I think a big part of our challenge, especially for women who are like 40 and up, is there's so much social media distraction. Like, mm-hmm. you can think you know someone because you follow them online,
yeah.
Right? And I mean, I know women personally who will spend a whole weekend texting and DMing and communicating through apps and online on social media with men who they'll never meet. Mm. And that's really a waste of time and energy.
Well, what is that about? What is that about? Why is that? Why do you believe that?
It's a superficial form of having connection and attention, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
It's like a hot button touch. It's like, ooh, he said I look great today, right? Which is more than if I wasn't online and there's no one here in my house and I'm not going anywhere. Like, it feels good for the moment, but it really has a lasting impact that is not good and is not healthy for us.
And suffice it to say, and Bishay, I'm sure you'll agree with this, you know, no woman needs a man to tell them that they look good or that they are beautiful. I mean, certain compliments are nice, but they don't need to be affirmed by them to be beautiful, to be good looking, if you get my point, you know. They can do that and be self-affirming.
Yes.
You know.
Your girlfriends will do it for you, too.
Let's talk about the whole girlfriend thing, too, Bishay, and I'll ask you about this first. You get a man's opinion, because one of the things that we also see is whether it's Hot Girl Summer or, you know, cool, cut up, you know, winter or what have you, you do notice that, you know, and I'll speak about, you know, women, when they're always out with their girlfriends, can that get in the way of meeting men, Bishay? I mean, when I say always.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't create space for other things to happen. So if I'm always, even if that's a healthy distraction, right? Because we talk about community, we talk about friendships, we talk about what's safe to us, right? If I'm always there, what space do I have to meet with another person? And this, when you talked about, Lachelle, you talked about being online and going through all that during the weekends, that's a level of safety there. I don't have to actually interact. I can be who I need to be for the moment, mm-hmm. and get my fix during that weekend. But I have to really meet and show up with people. The Because we all think we're healed. We're doing the work by ourselves, as you said. But there's a level of work that needs to happen within relationship, within dealing with someone else, because we're not triggered when we're by ourselves. So nothing,
absolutely.
There's no flares, right? And so I'm all good until I get into this relationship without talking, and all of a sudden it really was avoidance.
Yep.
And so we confuse the healed with avoided, and there is real where the real work happens. So again, if I'm hanging out with my fellas all the time, and that comes up in relationships when I see couples all the time. He's spending too much time with his homeboys. He's spending too much time playing a game. He's spending too much time watching football. He's not engaging with me. She's spending too much time with her girls. They're going on her girls' trips. They're doing all this stuff. And I feel neglected.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to ask yourself, can I step away from my girls or my homies and really spend some time in that relationship when it's uncomfortable? Because my girls are comfortable, my homeboys are comfortable, but I need to get uncomfortable for the relationship to develop to the point where we can go the long distance.
Mm. Lachelle, I'll let you have the last word.
I couldn't agree more with Bashe. We have to move away from our phones and move away from what's comfortable and what we think is the only thing accessible to us. Speaking as a woman, I get invited all the time to do things with women. And I don't always accept, because I don't want to spend the rest of my life in only having intimate relationships with women. I want a man in my life. I want a coveted, healthy relationship. And I have to actually look up, put my phone down, show up as who I am at this point, and allow myself to learn and be learned by someone who has an interest in me as I have an interest in them.
Mm. We need to take up a love offering for Lachelle. Lachelle, I appreciate all of that. Bashe Williams, Lachelle Wooten, thank you for talking to us. Lachelle, I suspect you're not going to be single
for
long. Not at all. That is the Daily Drum for SiriusXM, Channel 141 for this Friday, October 14th, for News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night, and have a wonderful weekend.